Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Officers arrest man for DUI while heading to pick up a child from school. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 31-year-old woman called to report a suspected drunk driver on Overdale Drive around 4 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. The woman told the Gillette Police Department she saw a red Chevy pickup swerving on the road, drive through a red light, and failed to stop at a stop sign, according to Lieutenant Jason Marcus. Officers were patrolling in the area and observed the pickup driving 41 miles per hour on Overdale Drive and made a traffic stop. The 54-year-old man was displaying signs of intoxication and told officers he had drank alcohol before heading to Prairie Wind Elementary to pick up a child from school. Marcus said he was given a field sobriety test and performed poorly and was arrested. He was charged with driving under the influence, failure to have an ignition interlock, driving with a suspended license, no insurance, and speeding. The open City Council Ward 3 seat application period closed at 5 p.m. on Thursday. The seat held by now Mayor Shea Lundvall was vacated after his election in November. Prior to the deadline, a total of 8 residents applied for the open seat in Ward 3. Ernest Gibson, Abraham Van Horn, Ed Sisti, Richard Cohn, Nathan McLeland, Mason Edwards, John Wayne, and Brian Brom, according to the city clerk's office. Ed Sisti ran for the slot in last election but was beat out by Heidi Gross. Another familiar name on the list is former city council member Nathan McLeland, whose bid for mayor was unsuccessful in November. Interviews for the seat will be on Tuesday night during the City Council meeting at 6 p.m. The interviews will take place in City Council chambers. The public is invited to attend, or the meeting can be viewed on Gillette Public Access. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.